to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Ezekiel as we continue in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a moment to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2.
And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the way of the east, and His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with His glory.
One thing I've been noticing is how often I try to figure out life on my own when God is right there with me. I was convicted of this recently while talking to my counselor. I was struggling with my role as a mom and thinking through questions such as, how much time is okay to spend working? Or how do I manage my emotions in stressful moments with my baby? But my counselor led me down a different path to a realization. What if, instead of trying to figure out everything right now, I just looked to Jesus and His presence with me in every moment one of these issues came up? As we continued talking, a mental image started to form in my mind. I pictured a path with steep cliffs on either side, and it's so dark that I can't see the way ahead. Here I am, my eyes straining forward in the darkness, trying to figure out the right next step. But then I picture Jesus beside me, holding a light. And it's only when I look to Him that I'm able to see the way forward. The more I've reflected on this realization, the more I've come to see that God doesn't so much care about me trying to live perfectly. He wants me to live life with Him. His presence is always with me, but the more I'm aware of Him with me in the moment, the more I look to Him in moments of uncertainty or anxiety, the more I'll move forward on the path that leads to His abundant life. This gift of God's presence is why the Israelite priest Ezekiel is so devastated when he sees a vision of God leaving Israel's temple. Ezekiel has been taken into exile away from his homeland along with his fellow Israelites. And while in captivity, Ezekiel gets several visions from God. In one of these visions, Ezekiel sees God's throne chariot leaving Israel's temple and moving towards Babylon, the place of Israel's exile. Now, this is an overwhelming reality for Ezekiel because it signifies God's presence leaving its dwelling place in the land of His people. The vision is an announcement of judgment upon Israel and their unfaithfulness. But as the book continues, we see that God does not leave Ezekiel or His people in their sin without hope. God also gives Ezekiel visions of a future reality. God promises a king of Israel that will bring about restoration. The people themselves will be restored and given new and transformed hearts. In one vision, Ezekiel sees God breathe on a valley of dry bones, and His breath brings life and transforms the bones into living people. God is conveying that He will one day renew the spiritual deadness of His people. And then, in a final vision, Ezekiel sees a future return of God's presence to His people. He sees God's throne chariot entering a new temple located in a city named The Lord Is There. From this temple, Ezekiel sees a river flowing and bringing life to everything it touches, transforming a barren land into one alive with trees and plants and animals. This image conveys that God's presence will bring a cosmic, life-giving restoration. Evil and death will be done away with, and the earth will be made new. The vision of a future king would have brought comfort to Israel, whose current king was dethroned. The promise of a new heart would have brought hope to the Israelites, who had realized their inability to obey God on their own. But most of all, the reality of God's restored presence would have given unspeakable joy to the exiles who worried they were abandoned by God. Do you resonate with any of the Israelites' experiences? Discouraged by your sin? Weighed down by the brokenness around you? Distant from God? apprehensive about your future? Ezekiel's vision holds out hope for those walking with Christ today, because it reminds us what Jesus accomplished. Jesus' death and resurrection meant God could dwell in the hearts of believers, giving them constant access to his presence. And we also have the hope that at Christ's second coming, God's people will live forever in his new creation, a restored world full of God's life-giving presence. Worship leader and singer-songwriter Christy Knuckles wrote a book called The Life You Long For. And in it, she reminds us of the truth that our highest calling in life is simply to be the beloved child of God. It's not to achieve things. It's not to be a good person. It's not to do great things for God. It's to be the beloved child of God. And she says what's most vital to this calling is to continually look to God in his presence with us. Now, if you think this sounds like a self-centered existence, listen to how she describes what flows out of this connected relationship with God. She says, "We live out from God's love and see and sing over those he has placed in our path. We fight for the belovedness of others by welcoming them into our familiar with the Father." I love that phrase, welcome others into our familiar with the Father. This all starts with looking to the life-giving presence of God, growing in our familiarity with him, deepening our intimacy with him. Are you moving through life on your own right now? Take a moment to tune into God and his presence with you. If you are in Christ, know that you are never alone. God is always with you, leading you down the path of abundant life and strengthening you with hope for a restored world full of his presence. As you listen to the worship song, rest in and praise God for his presence with you now.
Come be with me, Lord. Be with me here. Just to know you more is all that I need. So Father, draw near. I don't need power. I don't need strength. I don't need answers. All that I ask is to see your face.